The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 125. Gene Carson, happy birthday. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, there's all kinds of new things there. If you go down to the bottom of the page on the right, there's a link for new items. Check it out. You'll find something you like. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Executive producer for Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 125, is Jay Hicks. So Jay, hey, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom. It's good to have you with me again here in Mayberry. And we're going to be talking tonight about a wonderful lady named Gene Carson. And y'all may know her as well as this.
Hello, doll.
Hello, doll. Gene Carson. First time I ever met her, we were standing in a parking lot of a hotel, and Gene came walking up to a group of us and said,
"Hello, doll."
So it was impossible not to know it was her. But today, as I record this, is the 28th of February, and this is Gene's birthday. So I thought it would be nice to just kind of just talk a little bit about her career and her life. Now, in the past several weeks here, I've done some things where I've gone back into The Bullet, which was the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show, Rerun Watchers Club, and pulled out some stories. Well, one of those stories happens to be about Gene Carson. And this was from May 25th, 1994. So let's just find out a little bit about this lady. And then we're going to listen to some sound clips from her appearances on The Andy Griffith Show and just a little bit more like that. But here's this article from the May 25th, 1994 edition of The Bullet newsletter. All right, so here it is. Gene Carson's introduction to show business was as a bad little Indian girl. When she was a young child, around age 12, Jean got her first paying job, $5, for a little dance number in a production of Carmen that came to her hometown of Charleston, West Virginia. Chomp, the acting bug had bitten. Young Jean, the daughter of Alexander and Sadie Leet, descendant of William Leet, the first governor of the colony of Connecticut, Carson was their last name, obviously, she studied dance with dedication. She quotes here, "I told my mama I was going into Broadway," end quote. And in 1948, after furthering her training at the respected Carnegie Tech, also ground for Mayberry's Jack Dodson, that's Howard Sprague, Jean debuted on Broadway in George S. Kaufman's Bravo. Other highlights of Jean's Broadway career in the next decade were Anniversary Waltz with the late McDonald Carey, Kaufman's Metropoli, Two Blind Mice with Melvin Douglas, and Tony nominated for The Birdcage. She was nominated. Meanwhile, Jean was also busy through the 50s on top shows like The Red Button Show as a regular, Eyewitness, The Ford Theater Hour, The Trap, Ellery Queen, The Glass Key, and GE Theater. She performed with Ronald Reagan, by the way. Philco Television Playhouse, the 20th Century Fox Hour with Fred McMurray from My Three Sons. Your Lucky Strike Theater, the Betty Hutton Show as a regular as well. And into the 60s with shows like The Tom Ewell Show, Wagon Train, Sugarfoot, The Untouchables, and a classic The Twilight Zone titled A Most Unusual Camera, which was written by Rod Sterling with Jean in mind. So that was written for her. Jean's first feature film was a widely acclaimed The Phoenix Story in 1955. Her next movie has become something of a sci-fi classic, I Married a Monster from Outer Space. No doubt one of Goover's favorites in Mayberry. This 1958 flick is available on video, by the way, if you'd like to watch it. Jean's part in her next movie, Sanctuary, in 1961, ended up on the cutting room floor, but she did get to work with Rita Shaw, with whom she would later escape to Mayberry in Convicts at Large as Big Maude. You know Rita Shaw. Other films include One Man's Way, a 1964 story of Norman Vincent Peale, Blake Edwards' Gun in 1967, Warning Shot in 1967 detective story with an impeccable cast, The Party in 1968 with Peter Sellers, and Fun with Dick and Jane in 1977. Gene's quoted here says, I was always kind of typed, Gene says. I'm what you call a second woman or a second tomato. They never get the man. And that's just from what tax producer Aaron, and that was just what tax producer Aaron Rubin was looking for when Gene got the call from CBS casting director Ruth Birch to be the fun girl Daphne on the show. Quote, Aaron probably thought I would be a good choice with Joyce Jameson as Skippy, end quote. And Jean's visits were indeed fun times for everyone. Andy and Don, she says, were so well liked and knew so well what they were doing. I probably enjoyed their shows more than any other I ever worked on because Andy and Don were so pleasant and so well loved. And little Opie, his family was so professional, a lovely child. That whole regular cast was so good. There was attention to detail on the tag set. She quotes here and says, Lee Greenway was such a marvelous makeup man. He did all of Lucille Ball's makeup, you know. Gene continues, I remember I would carry my own leather script case with me, and he would say, when are you going to let me shine that up, that old thing, and make it look like something? So Gene let him do it. Though she officially retired from acting in the early 1980s, Gene continued to be involved in theater groups in Palm Springs area in California, where she has won several awards. She has worked on productions such as Elephant Man, Steel Magnolia as Weezer, and Surprise. And it's not a surprise to any fan of The Andy Griffith Show that Mayberry's stories feature in Gene Carson and both her Mayberry characters of the convict Naomi and fun girl Daphne are still among the most popular episodes from the entire run of the series. So that was a article from The Bullet in 1994, May 25th. Now, Jean passed away. We lost her on November 2nd, 2005. But her Hello Doll will continue to bring smiles to fans of Andy Griffith Show the rest of eternity, I believe. We'll always be watching that. Every time we hear this,
Hello Doll,
you've got to smile and grin. Jean was such a wonderful lady. She was so enjoyable to be around, and I believe that was true of every time we ever met. She was like that, and I can remember completely getting a phone call from her and my phone ringing and hearing this
Hello Doll
right there, and knew immediately who it was because I don't know anybody that can talk like that. So you may be wondering, what were the first words Jean ever said on the Andy Griffith Show? Now, you'll remember she appeared in an episode of the Andy Griffith Show called Barney Mends a Broken Heart. Now, that was the 69th episode aired. This was on November 5th, 1969. And here were the first words we ever heard from her. This is a whole little scene. So you're going to like this. Now, this is, if you try to remember, Barney was trying to get Andy where he was not upset about Miss Peggy, you know, and everything. So he had arranged for the fun girls to meet them at a place in, I can't remember where it was, Mount Pilot or somewhere. Anyway, so this is Gene's first words here.
Well, what'd you have in mind for a night, Bernie?
That's Skippy.
I mean, what do you feel like doing? You feel like stepping out? There's a place over in Harnett that's got dancing and everything.
Well.
Listen, there's a pizza place over by the county line. They even serve beer.
Well, I don't think so.
Let's go to the Gigolo Club over in Yancey. They got a floor show there.
Oh, and if you look at the pictures that I'm going to have posted at the facebook.com/twochairs, I want you to look. This was the first time Gene ever talked. Andy and Gene were sitting in a booth at the restaurant, and there's a man that can be seen behind them in the booth behind them, facing away with his, you know, the back of his head toward Andy and Gene. And when she starts talking, he keeps turning his head around there to see who it is because of that low, low voice that she has. And, you know, that is just, to me, absolutely classic. So that was, that were the first words that we ever heard from, Daphne, on the Andy Griffith Show. Now remember, that was the 69th episode aired of the Andy Griffith Show, and it was on the 5th of November, 1962. Well, Gene appeared five episodes later. Five. It was, I mean, that's just, you know, how can that possibly be? But, and we didn't even recognize her, but she was now Naomi, the convicted husband beater. So here are our first words we hear from her there, are right here. Here they are.
You listen to Big Maud. Come on.
So you listen to Big Maud. That's her. Now that is her character of Naomi, the convicted husband beater. And again, look at these pictures if you can, if you have a chance, and go and see that is Jean. And even when we started doing Mayberry events with her, people did not associate this character of Naomi with Daphne, the fun girl. She looks so different in these because she's not made up, and she's, and again, five episodes later and nobody realized that was the same person. That's pretty amazing. So here's another great series of comments that we're going to hear from the, these characters. So here we go. This is the same episode, Convicts at Large.
O'Malley! Charlie!
You shouldn't call a rich man by his first name.
The bigger they are, the nicer they are.
Hey, Chuck! Me, Barney Five.
You're not looking for us.
Well, we do. Just leave it to me. I'll handle it. Get over there against the wall out of sight.
I hope she knows what she's doing.
Don't worry. Maud's a very clever woman. She'll think of something brilliant. Just watch.
There's nobody here!
There's nobody here. Oh, man, that was great. But anyway, that, you know, you just listen, you know, she'll think of something brilliant. That's Jean. That's Jean Carson. That is, hello, doll, fun girl. Same person. And I just think that is an amazing thing. Now, then she later appeared. Now, it was a while later because this was in 1962. The next episode was The Fun Girls, which was in 64, late in the year of that season, in April 13th of 64. And it was the 122nd episode. So she went from the 74th episode to the 122nd episode and was not there at all. But in that episode, well, here's the first part we hear from that was, if you'll remember, this is the Fun Girls. They were, they had come back to town. Let's see if I've got this right here. I believe this is
all right, ma'am. Let's see your driver's license.
Oh, no, that's wrong. I'm skipping ahead of myself. That episode, now that was the arrest of the Fun Girl, which was another year later. So in April of 64, they had the Fun Girls, and that's when, you know, they came there and Helen and Thelma Lou got mad at them, at Andy and Barney, you know, it's just a big mess. And so it was a year later. And then this clip is from Arrest of the Fun Girls. And this was episode 155 in 1965 on the 5th of April. So here's this clip. Andy and Barney had seen them driving fast, real fast through the town. So they pulled over this car, and then they walked up to the car.
All right, ma'am, let's see your driver's license.
Hello, doll.
Hiya, Bernie. We haven't seen you since the dance last year.
When you didn't even take us home.
He didn't even take us home. So that was in the second time, or the third time, actually, we saw the Fun Girl, the second episode actually featuring them. And during this episode, I think it was this one. It may have been the one before that. I may have got these out of order. But this is, this is the rest of the Fun Girl. They sang this song, and I thought this is fun.
We were sailing along.
So, anyway, that was Gene and Skippy. Just how you like that, the music. Then I was like, we were sailing. Anyway, I hope you enjoy that. Jean was such a classy lady, fun to be around, and I miss her a lot. She was so nice to me and my family and all the different fans of the show, and I just can't say enough about her. Now, her son, Tracy Alexander, he owns and operates Alexander Productions out in Palm Springs, California, and he stays in touch. And he is, over the course of time, Jean, when she did these events, the Mayberry events, she would wear an outfit like the Daphne outfit, the polka dotted shirt or I guess top with a white skirt, and she would wear those at events. Now, if you go to the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina, you will see the actual dress that she wore at the events, because she had it made so that it would look just like the one she had used on the show. And she had that made. And when she passed away a year or so later, Tracy actually came to Mount Airy and presented it at Mayberry Days to Emmett Forrest. So you would be able to see that at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So I encourage you to do that if you have an opportunity. And I want to thank Tracy for doing that for all the fans and just being there. You can drop by Gene's website, which of course is not really... not much is done to it anymore, but you might guess the name of the podcast is
HelloDoll.com.
Yeah, HelloDoll.com. So you guys can drop by and see that. It's kind of an archived area, so you can see past information that was there. It's got the biography I read. It was there, and there's some special letters there that are also from Tracy Alexander, her son. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I know I did. I'd like to hear from you. Several of you have been commenting at the Facebook page, and that's wonderful. I'll probably be trying to pick up some of those comments and read them off to you. But I'd like to hear from you. If you call in at 888-684-8415, you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by the twochairsnowaiting.com website and leave comments on any of the show notes that you find there. So... folks, hey, I appreciate you dropping by here with me again, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.